When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil. But I have seen the beauty of good and the ugliness of evil, and have recognized that the wrongdoer has a nature related to my own, not of the same blood or birth, but the same mind, and possessing a share of the divine. And so none of them can hurt me, no one can implicate me in ugliness, nor can I feel angry at my relative or hate him. We were born to work together, like feet, hands, and eyes, like the two rows of teeth, upper and lower. To obstruct each other is unnatural. To feel anger at someone, to turn your back on him, these are obstructions. Good morning. Today is another day, and you're going to live it in accordance with nature. That means acting rationally and doing everything which is in your power with excellence. Very soon, that will include getting up, as that is the first action of the day. Follow this routine exactly, no weaseling out. Every day you do this, life gets better. You're going to get up in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get up. You have 2 minutes to get dressed. One minute left. Seconds left now. Hurry up. Now go to the bathroom, wash, and then brush your teeth. You have 5 minutes. 3 minutes left. Two minutes. One minute left. Thirty seconds. Time's up. Now have a drink of water. While you're drinking it, make your bed and briefly tidy your room. You have 2 minutes. Throughout today, you are going to stay mindful of the things you're doing and notice why you are doing them. Why are you checking your phone? Why are you on Facebook, Reddit, YouTube, etc.? Are you achieving something? Or, like some mindless zombie, are you just following a bad habit which is ingrained in your mind and is slowly poisoning your life? One minute left. If you've been living an undisciplined life, as many of us have been, bad habits have likely taken over your mind and are leading you down a dark path. It's time to break them. As you follow this morning routine more and more often, those bad habits will fade and good habits will be created in their place. When this happens, disciplined behavior becomes the norm, and you can free up your conscious mind to focus on higher things. It doesn't matter what age you are, or how bad you think you've let things become, you can always turn it around. 10 seconds left. Time's up. It's time to get the blood moving. Let's do 2 minutes of exercise. Just two, that's all. First up, 30 seconds of jumping jacks. Go. Ten. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Done. Now do some press-ups. 30 seconds. Go. Ten. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Done. 1 minute left. Time for some sit-ups. For 1 minute. Go. Thirty seconds. Fifteen. Ten. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Done. Now it's time to stretch for 3 minutes. Stay sat on the floor, extend your legs flat and reach to touch your toes. Do it now. Just a few minutes of stretching each day will make a monumental difference to your body over time. Day to day you'll feel much better. Always keep in mind the long-term effects of your choices. Thirty seconds left. Hold the stretch for as long as you can, but feel free to sit back up if it starts to hurt, before sinking into it again. Ten seconds. Done. Okay, 2 minutes left. Next stretch, spread your legs wide apart and lean forward. Ten seconds. Done. 1 minute left. Stand up and stretch the sides of your legs. Place your legs about 2 shoulder widths apart and lean to one side so you feel a stretch in the inside leg. First the left. And now the right. Time's up. Well done. You're 5 minutes fitter. Now it's time to prepare your mind for the day ahead and enter into a stoic meditation. Sit somewhere comfortable with your back supported. You have 12 minutes for this. Close your eyes and calm your breath. Off we go. Contemplate the vastness of the universe, from one end to the other, and from the beginning to the end of time. Now look down upon yourself as if from above, and recognize your place in the universe, how small you are, but how grateful you are for everything that you have. You're going to live today rationally, and aware of all your actions and why you are doing them. When you do things, you're going to say to yourself the reason. You're not going to live like a zombie on autopilot. You're going to work towards what needs to get done and live with discipline. First, spend a moment asking yourself if there are any important things you've been putting off, like tax returns, a difficult phone call, a doctor's appointment. Is there a dragon hanging over you, disordering your mind and dragging at your daily attention? Now is the time to decide whether you're going to commit to slaying that particular dragon today, or whether you're going to let it grow larger and more dangerous. One of the most important elements for getting things done is clarity. You probably know approximately what you should be doing, but you might not know with clarity. If you sit down to work without clarity, you tend not to work. Before starting today, you should get clear in your mind what it is you need and are going to do. What is your main goal this week, and what's the next step in achieving it? And how are you going to enact that today? Think hard about this and resolve on your plan for today. You have a few minutes. 30 seconds. Now choose one thing that's important to you in your life and contemplate its loss. It could be a loved one, a pet, your job, a physical possession, your reputation, fame, whatever. Recognize that there is a possibility that fate will snatch it away from you, and that such things are not entirely within your control. Recognize that even if that occurs, life will continue regardless, and you will survive it, and that all you truly have control over is how you choose to respond to the event. Determine now that you will respond with dignity and acceptance to any such loss. You will be the rock which others can rely on. You have a minute. Now, with all that in mind, it's time to contemplate your sage. Who is someone, alive or dead, that you really respect, look up to, and wish to become like? Who, if they were looking over your shoulder, would make you become your best possible self? This could be an ancient Stoic figure like Marcus Aurelius, a modern-day entrepreneur like Tim Ferriss, a Navy SEAL like Jocko Willink or David Goggins, or perhaps a religious figure like Christ. Whoever it is, think how they would conduct themselves today, what they would get to work on if they were in your shoes, and how they would spend their time. And later, when you're confronted with a decision, ask yourself what they would choose to do. If at any time you find yourself playing with your phone or slacking off, think how they would react to that. Be aware of your behaviour throughout the whole day. Recognise what you're doing and whether you are in line with the person you want to be, the sage. Whatever you do repeatedly becomes your identity, so choose to form the right identity for yourself. It's natural to get distracted and go off course occasionally, but resolve now to catch yourself whenever you do so, and pull yourself back on course as quickly as possible. You can almost make a game of it. Practice arete, excellence in all that you do, and marshal your virtues to live up to your full potential in life, which is enormous. Throughout the day, setbacks will occur. Learn to accept them, even embrace them. As they occur, think what virtue nature has given you to overcome them. courage, restraint, patience. View any such setback as an opportunity to demonstrate these virtues, as an opportunity to callous your mind on the anvil of pain and become stronger, to demonstrate how far mentally you've come. Also, recognize any strong emotions you feel. Do not abandon them, but step back and recognize them. Throughout the day, you may encounter people whose actions seem rude, arrogant, or aggressive. Recognize that to them, they are doing what seems best. Recognize that they have a different view to you, and that they may not realize the error of their actions. Finally, recognize that whatever problems you have, some other people have probably also had, and some of them have overcome them. No matter what impossible place you feel like you are in, it is possible to get out of it, through decision and deliberate rational action. And recognize that things that occurred in the past are in the past. However bad they may have been, they are in the past. The time you have is this present moment, and this one, and this one. The time to take action is now. Seconds left. Begin waking up. Before getting back up, remind yourself of your plan for today and resolve exactly what it is you're going to do. Determine also exactly what you're going to do after this meditation finishes. Say it out aloud now. In 10 seconds, I am going to stand up and do what? Time's up. That's the end of the morning routine. Congratulations, you've made life a little bit better. Keep doing this and life will get a lot better. Now go and make today excellent. And remember, discipline equals freedom.